From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
New Dutch proposals further endanger the future of the EC banana regime. Trade unions in Trinidad demonstrate again and threaten to step up their protest against the government. And the Caribbean is being urged to bargain from a position of strength with cruise ship companies. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The EC plan for new banana import controls in Europe from July this evening seems in danger of being unravelled. The Dutch presented a proposal today to increase Latin American quotas annually, while at the same time reducing tariffs. The EC Agriculture Council resumed its work this evening, and ministers are said to be increasingly divided. I asked reporter Shada Islam what the Dutch demands are.
The Dutch are saying that they want a 10% increase in the 2 million ton quota for Latin American bananas every year, automatically, without regard to consumption patterns or demand. They're also saying that the tariff quota, the 100 AQ quota per ton, should be reduced over a period of 6 years by 36%. These are very tough demands, and according to the French and the British, they actually annul the main principle of the accord agreed last year.
What is it likely to mean?
Well, it looks like, with the three other countries still opposing and the Dutch now refusing to give in, that the deadlock may continue tonight.
Does this mean that the plan agreed in December is in real danger of being unravelled?
Well, it looks like it. I must say that the British and the French are determined to get the plan through and to get agreement from the Belgians and the Dutch. Clearly, the Danes and the Germans, they say, will not change their minds because they're opposed to the whole idea of the quota. So they're putting the pressure on the Belgians and the Dutch, and the pressure will continue all night tonight, I think. The main thing the French and the British are saying is that the banana import quota was part of a very delicately balanced agriculture package, and that if the Dutch and the Belgians withdraw from the banana element, they could also lose on other European agricultural funds.
Does what's happened today mean that the Latin American countries, Germany and the multinational banana importers have won the day?
Well, they've certainly been lobbying very hard for this. I was told tonight by some sources that the Danish presidency, which is actually chairing the meeting, had stopped Latin American lobbyists from actually entering the council building because they'd been quite shocked by the way that the lobbying procedures had been going on vis-a-vis the Germans, but also vis-a-vis perhaps the Danes and the Dutch. So yes, they may be winning, but you know, it's still too early to say. Things at the EC can switch very fast.
Shada Islam. And St. Lucia's Prime Minister John Compton says he's dismayed at the prospect of the European community reneging on its agreement. Mr. Compton says if the community overturns the agreement, it would undermine all other EC agreements. A statement by the OECS High Commission in London quotes him as saying that it was vital that the ACP country's position should not be eroded by further amendments. Mr. Compton was on his way to Denmark. And Latin American banana producers have threatened to retaliate against the EC's proposed import limits. The presidents of Colombia, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Guatemala, Nicaragua and Panama say they are to set up a committee to determine how to counter the EC arrangement if it's approved by the community's farm council. They say the working group will outline a policy of trade reciprocity with the EC. The president of Ecuador, whose country is the world's largest banana exporter, said if the EC does not withdraw its plan, the Central American countries would be obliged to take retaliatory measures. Earlier, the Ecuadorian ambassador to the UK, Luis Davalos, had questioned the continuing special access to the EC market for Caribbean bananas.
I don't think that by dropping a large percentage of purchases from our group, you are really solving the problem of the other group. Is it logical to ask the Caribbean nations to have a 100% increase in their production, for instance? Is that perhaps a little bit too much of a protection?
Luis Davalos. The presidents of several Latin American countries are meeting in Venezuela in what's regarded as the first step towards the eventual formation of a free trade market, including the Caribbean. The meeting is being headed by the group of three, Mexico, Colombia and Venezuela, who are expected to sign documents clearing the way for joint operations in several areas. Also at the meeting, Panama, Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala and Costa Rica RICA will be negotiating as a bloc with a group of three to set up a Latin American free trade area. From Caracas, the BBC's John Wade reports.
Latin American integration will take a step forward when the signing of several documents by the presidents of Venezuela, Colombia and Mexico brings to fruition months of negotiations between working groups in areas as diverse as finance and trade, telecommunications and the cross-border supply of electricity. Although the three countries will not sign a free trade treaty yet, Mr. Perez said this week that we are no longer just talking about integration, we're doing it. At this stage, a list of products to be imported duty-free is under consideration, as are the results of negotiations in various technical areas. Mexico is moving cautiously as it absorbs a recently completed free trade agreement with the United States and Canada. Venezuela and Colombia, meanwhile, already operating a free trade zone of their own, will expect concessions from the economically stronger Mexico. The ultimate goal of the group of three is to also include Central America and the Caribbean into one free trade market of some 180